So the CAP studies were set up using the same design that we'd used with Nick Wall's study for the folic acid trials in the 1980s for spina bifida, and that was to use a factorial design. So we gave our two interventions the top two lines, compared aspirin to the bottom two lines, the left two boxes compared to the right two boxes told us about the starch. And that's Henry Lynch in the stripy shirt at the top there. And we decided to give a fairly big dose of aspirin, 600 milligrams, because we could. We discussed at great length whether we should go for a small or a big dose, and we decided it would be a shame not to use enough. In fact, back in the early days when Richard Doll and et al. Were setting up trials, they were using up to 1,200 milligrams a day. So 600 milligrams is still a subanalgesic dose. We used slightly different forms of starch and aspirin in the two studies. We used enteric-coated aspirin in the second study.